Where it's 25 minutes and 10 to 10, some very sad news came through yesterday with news of the death of Smart Melody, the very smart Chris Lee's trained filly. Chris joins us to explain what happened. G'day, Chris.
G'day, Matty.
Yeah, what was the story with Smart Melody?
Yeah, quite unfortunate, Matt, but she went back into pre-training at Bury Stud probably a fortnight ago, then a week into pre-training. She just showed some minor signs of colic, a little bit distressed, so they transported her to Scone Vet Clinic, and she'd been there about a week. Quite hopeful things had settled down, but on the weekend, she's shown more distressing signs, so they had to operate, and unfortunately, post-operation, she hasn't come through. She had severely inflamed small intestines, and there was just nothing they could do for her, unfortunately.
It's a sort of a biological curveball with horses, isn't it? So colic can be a bit of a lurking menace, even if it starts not looking too serious. Is that your experience with it?
Well, colic's probably a loose term for pain in the belly, with so much going on inside a horse, you know. So the actual colic, it's just showing discomfort from some area, and some get over it, which is a little bit of gas or wind and things, or sometimes through operation they have a twist in their intestines that can be straightened out, or an impaction that can be rectified, but unfortunately in this case it wasn't able to be rectified.
She was owned by Guri. She was a beautiful, talented, well-bred filly who was only beaten once, and that was in the 1,000 guineas at the end of the spring. How good was she, and how good may she have become?
Well, I think she had her best ahead of her. You know, it's easy to speculate now, but mentally, she hadn't fully matured. Physically, she was fine, but she had a long way to go with Earl, and it's all speculation now. But I do think she'd have went to the top.
She could have won a Lightning Stakes first up or something, couldn't she? Really?
Yeah, she was pretty special. She probably wasn't heading that path this time round, but she's certainly a filly. You know, next year could have ended up in an Everest, put it that way.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of Everest, you had a handful of runners in it last year, and let's move from the sad story of Smart Melody to something more upbeat. And obviously, the good horses, I imagine the horses that you campaigned through the spring would either be just coming back into work or about to.
Yeah, no, they're all in. It comes around very quick, that spring-autumn turnaround, especially if you intend to go to Melbourne, looking to get draft possibly to Melbourne for a new market. This looks like being a really hot race this year. He'd more than likely kick off in a Lightning, so he's been in for 10 days.
Well, it's only weeks away, the Lightning. It's bizarre.
I know. It's talking weeks already.
Yeah, Le Romaine, could he be an all-star mile horse?
I'd love to think he could be. I think his profile's like one.
He's popular. He's going to get voted in. We'll vote for him.
Well, there you go. That'll help. he certainly rushes well at Flemington over the mile, and away for age, I'm sure he's going to perform well.
Absolutely. All right, that's Le Romaine. In her time, and Eldorado Dreaming would be just going through light work at the moment as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, Eldorado Dreaming is fabulous. They've both been back in for about a fortnight, just more on the water walker at the moment. But the two fillies are looking forward to getting to some golf campaign, I'd imagine, solely in Sydney.
Eldorado would nearly win a Coolmore, wouldn't she, if she'd peaked?
Well, I think they're both genuine chances to go that far. The Surround Stakes now Group 1 option for them, so that'll be probably their second run in at 1,400, and we'll decide which way they go.
And then there's one that might be better than all of them in Miss Fabulous.
Yeah, she's the one I was saying. She's certainly heading down that path.
All right.
Whether we stretch her out past a mile, this preparation will tell. She just needs to get her head right and relax a little more and be a little bit more trackable in a race, and if that comes, well, it's her oyster.
Got much heading towards the Gold Coast in January?
I could have possible runners in some of the lesser races, but we're hopeful of getting there. Whether we've got an actual two-year-old, we ran two last weekend, and then second and fourth in the race at Newcastle. They'd need to probably just improve a touch at their next outing. If they do that, they could make the two-year-old race, but unlikely to have a three-year-old runner.
All right. Hey, just an automatic instant reaction to the announcement yesterday, three big million-dollar-plus races to be run in Sydney during the very, very heart of our Melbourne Spring Carnival. What was your take on that?
Well, there was always talk that something was going to happen over the last week or so. think the fact it's a four-year-old race, I think it opens up new doors. And look, it's, you know, whether it's great to be racing on Derby Day, I'll let others decide. But
well, what do you think?
No, I don't think it needs probably on Derby Day. But again, it's the four-year-old, so I don't think it's going to take a lot away that time of year. So it certainly, again, it opens up options as a trainer. It opens up plenty of options for your horses. So wherever you've got opportunities, you make good money for connections. So I think you've got to take that on board.
Absolutely, mate. Protect that stable of yours. I don't think you've ever had a better lineup of stars. So make sure you know lock the gate and do all those things.
Well, it got a little bit lighter this time yesterday, but anyway, push on with what we've got.
Well, thankfully you've got a lot of depth to sort of compensate. Thanks for joining us. Terrible luck about Smart Melody, but all systems go with all the stars in the team, and best of luck with those.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Good on